Beloved radio friend, we greet you in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, and welcome you to the continued study of the prophetic word of God, and our present study from the 12th chapter of the book of the Revelation, where we are considering Israel's greatest enemy, the great red dragon. May I read in this 12th chapter two verses of scripture, verses 5 and 6, where we read of Israel bringing forth Christ, the man-child, as called in this lesson. She brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. May God bless the reading of his word. May we briefly summarize what has preceded in our chapter, as we have sought to present the wonderful vision that John saw, and the sign that God gave him in this prophetic scripture, a wonder and sign that was in heaven. It was the sign that Israel was to be clothed with supreme authority, reigning over the earth as a nation of honor and glory for God and Christ. But that nation also, we have learned from our scripture, has produced and brought forth to the world a child who is called the man-child, none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet in the vision, there is given the greatest sign of danger in reference to that man-child, as well as in reference to the woman, the nation of Israel, who brought the man-child forth. That greatest danger is none other than one who is called the great red dragon. Now may I again repeat, the emphasis is placed in those words upon a character who is a real being, and that being is none other than Satan. We have noted and referred to the fact that in verse 9 of this same chapter, there are four special characteristic names given to Satan. He's called the great dragon, he's called the old serpent, he's called the devil, he's called Satan. And the four names describe his character: the cruel dragon, the deceitful serpent, the tempter, the devil, and the adversary, Satan. Now we have noted that when Christ was born, as indicated in the end of verse 4, when he was thus born, Satan was ready to devour the child and to destroy the man-child as soon as it was born in the land of Israel. You that know your Bible very clearly understand that Satan moved Herod to murder the babe Christ if it could have been possible. And Satan, as the great red dragon, will show his spite and wickedness to the end of the age. Now may I repeat, and we shall see it now as we look at verse 5, that Satan's anger still remains against the nation of Israel, the seed of the woman, for producing Christ the Messiah. Let me go to verse 5, and I want you to note the first half of the verse. For here you have recorded the birth of the man-child. And she, Israel, the woman, brought forth a man-child. Now note the destiny of that man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Beloved, let me pinpoint very carefully and emphatically a solemn but a precious truth, and an eternal truth, that you have in these words. You have not only the record of the birth of Christ, she brought forth the man-child, but you have also the statement concerning his destiny. He is to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Now, beloved, I believe you recognize with me, this has never taken place. This has never yet been fulfilled. But this is a determined destiny by God of that child who was born at Bethlehem. He will rule all nations And he will rule them with a rod of iron, indicating his autocratic authority, enforcing righteousness and peace upon all the earth. Now, beloved, listen. We have mentioned that Satan is the god of this age. We have mentioned the scripture says he's also the prince of this world. And do you think that Satan desires to give up his authority? Not for one moment. And it is the background of this fact that certainly has its emphasis in relation to Israel's greatest time of trouble. The enmity of the great red dragon, the devil himself, will be hurled against that people at the end of the age. But then I want you to know something. That is, you follow on in the fifth verse. That one is not only to rule all nations with a rod of iron, but this is what I want you to know. Here you find the history of Christ passed over as far as his earthly life. And it's not necessary to write it in detail here. You and I may read the history of the Lord Jesus in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John as we know. But what the Spirit of God is doing and what John is seeking to write at the command of God is why Israel at the end of the age will suffer the greatest time of trial and trouble because of their greatest enemy. For the child is caught up to heaven, unto God and to his throne. Now that is why we know, or we know now where Christ is. And the rapture of the man-child to heaven is thus briefly described. That is where the Lord Jesus now is. He is in heaven above, at the right hand of God, and upon the throne of his majesty. But, you see, then why is it written thus? Listen, the reason for this written here is to reveal that God's purpose is, first of all, to connect Messiah with Israel. And second, to connect the man-child with his marvelous destiny. My beloved, may I state, and I state it gladly, Christ will never rule from shore to shore until he rules through and with his earthly people Israel. Can I repeat that? There will be no kingdom of honor and glory upon the earth over which the Messiah will reign until he so reigns with and through his people, the nation of Israel. God gives us this prophecy and tells us what we have read in this symbolic utterance that John described. He is telling us, I want you to realize that Messiah is connected with my earthly people Israel. And also, in connection with the destiny that he is to rule all nations. Now, beloved, may I say very frankly, I am convinced that the devil will do his utmost to prevent any nation from putting Christ upon the throne of earthly glory. And God purposes to put Christ, his son, as the king upon all the earth. And God purposes to put that throne of his son at Jerusalem and use that glorious reign through the nation of Israel. My beloved, let me tell you something. There's no question of doubt that not only is the eye of God looking upon Jerusalem, and he never takes his eyes off of Jerusalem according to the scripture, but I want to tell you that the devil is watching the Middle East crisis more than you and I these days. The devil knows that the greatest danger to his authority and to his continued reign is going to come through the one whom Israel brought forth as a nation. Now, beloved, take it in. Take it in. Take it in. The destiny of Christ is to rule over the nations. And that day is coming nearer. But then I want you to note the hatred of the enemy. As we see it in verse 6, for what the Spirit of God is now doing in verse 6 is declaring to us the fact that the enmity of the devil will be manifested against the nation, and particularly against that godly company that is left in that coming day. For we read in verse 6, as the devil faces the woman at the end time and seeks to destroy the woman fled into the wilderness where she hath a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Beloved, may I point out to you that Israel, representative of the woman here, Israel, the godly remnant particularly, will have to flee for their lives when threatened by Satan with destruction. And we'll see as we go down into the chapter further and toward the end of it, what will be the attempt of the devil to destroy the godly remnant of Israel. But that woman will have to flee for protection and preservation. And it is recorded she will flee into the wilderness. There's a definite place of protection. More about that we shall see at the end of the chapter. But I do wish you to know, there is a definite period of time in relation to that period of danger as well as that period of protection. 1,260 days. Now you take a 30-day calendar month, and you have 42 months, and you have 3.5 years in this expression, 1,260 days. And this, my beloved, as we shall see, or perhaps some of us already know, we are reminded that this is the period of the Great Tribulation, when for 42 months, and you may read of those 42 months in chapter 11 of the book of Revelation, verse 2, and you may read of those 3.5 years and 42 months again, as you read it in chapter 13 in verse 5. But in our present chapter, God speaks of the woman being protected and fed 1,260 days. Now let me just suggest, there is undoubtedly a very precious truth that God speaks specifically of days instead of months, instead of years. For here expressed as days is the indication that the Lord will count those days one by one. And day by day, He will reveal His tender interest and great care for the godly remnant of Israel who will be so greatly persecuted in that day. So may God help us to recognize we are introduced in the first 6 verses of this chapter to the great red dragon who is the greatest enemy of Israel at the end of the age. My beloved, I hope you belong to the Lord Jesus and that Satan does not have his power upon you to take you to hell. Oh God grant you know the Savior. Shall we pray? Father, bless thy word for the glory of our Lord in his worthy name. Amen.